This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and as I'm sure you are all very well aware, this past Wednesday, April 17th, was International Bat Appreciation Day. Wait, what's that? You were not aware? Well, if you didn't get a chance to celebrate, it's not too late. This weekend, you can take some time to learn about Illinois' native bats and go on a search to find them with the Macon County Conservation District. The event is called Going Batty, and it's tomorrow evening. That's Saturday, April 20th, from 7 to 8 p.m. Joining me now to talk more about this is Ashton Nunn, who does marketing for the Macon County Conservation District. Ashton, welcome to the 21st Show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
And listeners, you can join this part of the show today if you have a question about bats or this event. 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. All right, Ashton, where did the inspiration for this Going Batty event come from?
Yeah, so every time I make a calendar for anything, I always look up whatever the international or national days might be. And this month happened to be World Bat Day, and so when we were planning our programs out for the season and for the year, we were like, hey, why don't we take advantage of that it's World Bat Day and teach the people here what some of the local bats, about some of the local bats in this area.
Are you a bat person? Do you think of yourself as a fan of bats?
I do. Actually, when I was a kid, I don't advocate for doing this, but I used to play with bats. My wonderful older brother told me you could, you know, put a rock in a sock and throw it, and that way you could get bats closer. Again, probably shouldn't do that, but I was an adventurous child.
Okay. So what are people going to learn from the Going Batty program? Tell me about what they can expect.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the first half of it. We'll spend inside during a presentation portion just about some of the bats you can find here in Illinois. We have 13 species of bats here in Illinois. Six of those are either listed as state endangered or threatened, or state and federally endangered and threatened. And so we'll kind of talk a little bit about what that means and what those statuses mean for those bats. Some of the more common ones you might see that we'll talk about are the eastern red bat, the silver-headed bat, the little brown bat, and then we'll kind of go into some of the more endangered ones and what are they like, where do they live, why are they endangered, some things like that.
Yeah, so let's talk about, you mentioned there's 13 species, you named some of them there. Mm-hmm. Are they everywhere? Are they, where can you find them? Are they lurking above me when I'm walking through the woods and I just don't know it yet, or what's the story with that?
Actually, kind of, yes. They can be found all over the entire state of Illinois. So down in southern Illinois, we've got those caves. There will be bats in those caves. And if you're walking, especially down one of our wonderful trails at any of our five areas, you might see a dead tree, and there could be bats roosting in that dead tree waiting for night to come, and then they'll fly out. So although they might be above your head, you have nothing to worry about during the daytime of them, you know, coming out and deciding to hunt during the day.
All right, so there are a lot of myths associated with bats, or fears, superstitions. Talk about some of those.
Yeah, the poor little guys, they get it. They're pretty rough. So one of them is, you know, the saying, blind as a bat. Bats are not actually blind. They have very small eyes. Sometimes they're really poorly developed, but they work just fine. The ones that have better eyesight are going to be your fruit bats, but out of all 13 species of bats here in Illinois, none of them are fruit bats. They are all insectivores. So their eyes are very small, sometimes barely visible on some of them. They rely heavily on echolocation. So that's one of their myths. The other one is that, you know, they swoop down and dive on you to get in your hair on purpose and tangle up in it and make a nest. So bats do not have nests, even though they fly. They're not like birds. They sleep hanging upside down in trees and eaves of houses and roofs and barns and caves. So the only way they can fly is by dropping from a height of about 5 to 6 feet or more. And so they do have to drop to catch the air under their, like, wing flaps. And so sometimes it appears as they are swooping down on people, but really they're just trying to get enough air under their wings to take off.
Oh wow. So
I
the
don't even
whole
know when
bat
it's that. Yeah,
I say the
that's.
whole Batman trope of him like jumping off the edge of a building in order to fly, that's not just something made up for the comics, I guess.
Yeah, because Batman doesn't actually have superpowers, so you get the whole dropping from a big flight to catch it under his bat cape. That is derived from how bats actually fly.
Oh, fascinating. You mentioned the saying blind as a bat and navigating by echolocation. I understand one of the activities this weekend is people can use like a sonar device to talk about that. What is that about?
Yeah, so we are very excited about this. This is actually a new purchase that we got toward the end of last year. The Bat Sonar device, it can detect up to 192 kilohertz of sound, and the upper limits that a human can hear is about 20 kilohertz. So it can pick up a lot that we can't hear, and then it's going to tell you what it thinks that it heard. And so, the researchers have all the heavy duty equipment. They have the big things with the towers on them. They've got the big antennas. This little device fits in the palm of our hand, and it's perfect, especially since we are doing educational programs that we are out on the trail moving. We need to have something portable. And so all we need is an Android phone and the app that goes with it. It will listen to what sounds it picks up, and it will transmit it to that app, and then it'll show it on the phone, and it'll show you even like a little picture next to it, like, oh, we think we picked up a silver-haired bat, or over here is a little brown bat. And it's a really neat device that we were really excited to get, and this will be the first time we've really used it in a public program. We've gone out and tested it, but this will be the first time the public will get to test that and see it in action.
Almost sounds like navigating or perceiving the world more similar to the way a bat does, I guess, although with a smartphone
Yeah.
mediating it, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, technology is advancing, and so the worker can advance right along with it.
Yeah. All right. Let me remind listeners, if you're just joining us, this is the 21st show. We're speaking with Ashton Nunn, who's with the Macon County Conservation District. In case you missed it, this past Wednesday was International Bat Appreciation Day, but it's not too late to celebrate this weekend. The Macon County Conservation District is sponsoring an event called Going Batty. Again, it's 7 to 8 p.m. Saturday, April 20th. So Ashton, what is the best season to see bats?
Around this time of year would be the best because
What
during the
is?
winter, a lot of people don't realize that bats hibernate or migrate. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that we do have species of bat here in Illinois that will migrate to warmer locations or something called a hibernacula. So a hibernacula is something where species of bats hibernate through the winter. They will migrate to a certain area, but they come back to that certain area every year. It's usually caves, mines, buildings. And so they'll return to that same one each year. So they do a little bit of migrating, but not as much as some of the other species that might go a little farther south to much warmer areas.
Not going to find them in the tropics, or at least from Illinoi anyway. Yeah.
They're on the beach enjoying little insect cocktails.
All right, so where exactly is this event? I mean, are people going to be having to like sort of bushwhack through a forest in order to see bats, or what is the sort of physical aspect of this event going to be like?
Yeah, of course. So the first half of it, we will be inside the Rock Springs Nature Center. If you've never seen it before or been inside, it's going to be a great opportunity to check it out, either before or after the program. And then halfway through the program, we will switch gears and we will go outside, but we will be sticking to our paved bike trail. And so there's no having to navigate through the forest at night. It's a beautiful paved bike trail that's pretty flat. There's like a little hill at one point, but since it's paved, it's much easier to get up and down it. And then we will stick to that the whole time.
You know, one of my colleagues this morning was talking about understanding when you go to see like a cave filled with bats, a bat cave, if you will. Da -da 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 -da. There's a chance you can get a little scat dropping on you. Is this the sort of event where visitors should, wear a poncho or something like that?
No, thankfully, this part of Illinois is pretty flat. You're not going to have to worry about that because they will be roosting in the dead and hollow trees in the woods. And since we're on the nice, big, wide bike trail, you don't have to worry about wearing your poncho or your umbrella or bringing a nice rain hat with you.
What about safety-wise? You mentioned the idea that, bats, they're not trying to attack people or make a nest in their hair or anything, but you can have that interaction. And then I think, a lot of people may also have in mind the fact that they're, one of the hypotheses for the origins of COVID-19 had to do with bat
Yeah.
droppings. So can you talk about that? Is this a safe thing to be doing?
Oh, yeah, those poor little bastards during 2020. So this is safe. They are not going to be swooping at anybody. This time of night, they will most likely be out already hunting. They tend to come out around dusk, so they will have already left their little areas. Sorry, and then and if it's a really chilly night and they don't really want to be out, they might have not left their little roost at all, and they have no intention of coming out. So it's nothing that you would have to worry about. We do make sure that our programs are safe to the public and that there's no risk or anything to them. So this will be a perfectly safe, lovely night stroll through the woods. Well, around the woods.
Around the woods. All right. Once again, can you remind us where exactly this is going to be in Macon County if people want to check it out?
Of course, yep. We are the Rock Springs Nature Center, located at the Rock Springs Conservation Area, and the address for that is 3939 Nearing Lane. We're not out in the middle of nowhere. A lot of people assume because we're a nature center, we are so far. We're only about 10 minutes from downtown Decatur, so we are a relatively really close drive. We just happen to be lucky enough that we got some great property on the outskirts of Decatur, and we're conveniently located.
All right, 7 to 8 p.m. on Saturday. Ashton Nunn with the Macon County Conservation District. Thank you for being with us today on the 21st show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. We love talking about what we do here.
Appreciate your time. And that is it for our program today. Coming up on Monday, it is Earth Day. We are going to be talking with two of Illinois' leading environmental activists about the state of the environment here. And we want to hear from you. What do you think about how Illinois has been doing with regard to maintaining and safeguarding and enhancing our environment? That could be with regard to climate change. It could be with regard to air pollution. It could be with regard to how we're adjusting transportation policy and making, are we putting enough emphasis on roads versus, public transportation? Take it where you will. Let us know what you think. What do you think is the state of Illinois' environment in the year 2024? You can email us. Talk@21stshow.org is the address. That's talk@21stshow.org. And then tune in Monday to hear that conversation. We'll also be talking with Bob Keefe, who is an author and says going green has been good for business. He documents the effects of the clean energy revolution in a new book that is called Clean Economy Now. That's all coming up Monday on the 21st show. Before we go, I want to do a little housekeeping today. I want to ask you to consider joining our texting group. I mentioned the Earth Day conversation coming up next week. We are definitely going to be sending a question to our texting group about that. We're going to also be sending a question ahead of a conversation we're planning on misophonia, which is a condition in which people are sort of driven to distraction or worse by certain sounds, the proverbial nails on the chalkboard, someone chewing, whatever it is. There's actually medical study of this happening right here in Illinois. We're planning on also having a conversation with a woman from Dunlap, Illinois, who went on an amazing long-distance horseback ride, and a lot more. We love asking listeners what you think about what we've been talking about. And before the show, sometimes we still ask questions. And if you are in our texting group, we love including your contributions. So you can join that by sending the word talk to 217-803-0730. Again, the word is talk, T-A-L-K. You just text that to 217-803-0730. You can find that information and every other way to contact us on our website, 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can listen to our past segments or find links to subscribe to our podcasts. We're also on Apple and Spotify and wherever you listen. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Damian Contreras. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again on Monday.